Free Talk Live. And you, of course, can take control of the airwaves here. All you have to do is dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. So go there. You can actually get interactive right on the front page. A couple of the stories that I'll be starting out the show with this evening came right from the front page of the site.
So before the show started, I was looking at the top story about the feds not being able to spend the $80 million they seized from the Silk Road.
I am seeing a different top story at the moment. The top story I see is the high school punishing teenager for giving drunken friend a ride home from a party. But they are the two top stories.
Very good.
On freetalklive.com, as submitted and voted on by listeners like you. Maybe it was you who submitted and voted on these stories. You can go and vote up or down whatever's there on the front page, and you can add to the front page by submitting your content. Maybe it's a blog post that you like, maybe a YouTube video or a news article. Whatever you think is relevant, interesting, fun, whatever you think our listeners would appreciate, you submit it to freetalklive.com. All you need to do that is a Reddit account, and it makes it really easy. So, in addition to that, you can connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And again, our toll-free number, brought to you by SACL CAI, is 855-450-FREE. I'm going to start with the top story here tonight, because I actually had it last night on, we never actually got a chance to talk about it last night. So, the story is from CBS News, WBZ-TV in Boston. It's tough for Eleanor Cox to talk about how heartbroken her daughter Erin is over the punishment she received for doing what she thought was right. She's very fragile, and I'm worried about her, said her mother. Very worried about her. She didn't do anything wrong, she told WBZ-TV. 2 weeks ago, Erin received a call from a friend at a party who was too drunk to drive. Erin drove to Boxford after work to pick up her friend. Moments after Erin arrived at the party, the cops also arrived and busted several kids for underage possession of alcohol.
Been there.
You've been at an underage event that got busted?
I hosted several. I hosted more than one when I was in high school.
Yeah, and they got broken up by cops sometimes, or what happened?
Yeah, they were legendary.
Okay, well, tell me more. I mean, were there a bunch of arrests? How did the police treat you?
Good question. The police, the only arrest I can think of was a guy who, as soon as he saw the police, he freaked.
Mm-hmm.
He jumped in his car. He drove away. And I think the police were probably looking for that kind of behavior.
Oh, yeah, that's red meat for the cops.
Right. So they went after him. He ended up, I think it was mostly panic. I don't think the guy was drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Drove his car into the blade of a bulldozer that was parked near the bottom of my neighborhood, and he was done for, so he got caught. Mostly the police just came in with a flashlight. Hey, y'all, what's going on? What are we doing here? And et cetera. And
so
then
did they
broke
just
the
walk
party.
In, or did somebody let them in? Do you recall?
Yeah, we definitely, when they arrived, we shut the door, and they knocked, and someone let them in.
Damn it. You cannot count on drunken people to do the right thing when it comes to dealing with the police. Of course, the
you
right
know what,
thing
Ian,
is
I don't
to ignore
really
them.
Yeah, and I don't remember, but it could have been me.
Oh, man. Well, you wouldn't have known your rights back then, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, that's my M.O. is to, as I've said before, is to just give away the store. I'm terrified of these guys.
No, don't be silly. Are you serious?
I'm not the same now that I was then.
No, of course not. I mean, that's why the police like to pick on young people, because they don't know their rights. They're fresh out of high school, where, of course, almost nobody gets taught their rights in high school. In fact, if anything, if your experience was like mine, you get told that you don't have rights when you're at school. And so the whole idea of rights, if you even have a grasp of it, they attempt to negate whatever understanding of it that you might possibly have.
Right. You may be teasing a little something that we might be talking about later about searching your locker and stuff at school.
I do have another school-related story that is from the Supreme Court, and it is not good news. But you're welcome to tell your story as well, dear listener. If you have an underage drinking party cop story, you're welcome to throw that out here at 855-450-FREE. Or maybe you are one of those cops and you want to defend your job. I mean, please, It's ridiculous, the idea that you, as a police officer, going and breaking up a high school party or a college party is going to somehow stop those young people from using alcohol. I mean, isn't that supposedly the goal of this action by the police, is to put a stop to underage drinking?
Yes, that's the goal, ostensibly.
Did it stop you, Johnny Ray? I heard you said you threw more than one party.
Yeah, well, it started with my older brothers, and it got to the point where when the Ray Boys threw a party, the whole town showed up. It was like a movie from the 80s, except we didn't have a pool.
So did it stop you, the busts that you had?
No, it didn't. And I don't think that's the real reason. I think the real reason is just a general desire to get as much authority and increase desire by the police to increase their role in the community as much as possible, because that means they get to hire more people, you have to give them more money, they've got more fingers and more pies.
They can make it look like they're doing something by arresting teenagers.
Right. They'll always jump into any role when somebody says there ought to be a law. They'll say, sure, definitely. Well, I got bills to pay.
Well, and as you kind of alluded to earlier, some of them like the adrenaline rush of chasing somebody through the woods, especially a mostly harmless teenager who's just running away because they, you know, are drunk or they don't want to get caught and taken home to their parents. I think it's pretty ridiculous. But even more so what they did to this young lady in North Andover, Massachusetts. Erin showed up at this party ostensibly to pick up her friend. She had just gotten off of work. Her friend had texted or called or whatever to say that she was too drunk to drive. So Erin went to go pick the friend up, and that's when the cops showed up. So Erin was, by the way, cleared by the police, who agreed she had not been drinking and was not in possession of alcohol. But Andover High told Erin she was in violation of the district's zero-tolerance policy against alcohol and drug use. In the middle of her senior year, Erin was demoted from captain of the volleyball team and told that she would be suspended from playing for 5 games. If a kid asks for help from a friend, you don't want that kid to say, "I'm sorry, I can't help you. I might end up in trouble at school," said attorney Wendy Murphy, who's trying to help the Cox family get the school's decision reversed. The Cox family filed a lawsuit in district court on Friday, but a lawyer for the school argued against any kind of injunction, and the judge ruled that the court did not have jurisdiction. Meanwhile, the parents of Erin's teammates have started a petition to support her. Neither the school district nor its attorney could be reached for comment on Sunday, but the Cox family is hoping they'll listen to the host of supporters who have stood behind Erin. Her mother said she didn't do anything wrong. She did what she thought was right, and I'm very proud of her.
So she got kicked off, I'm sorry, the volleyball team?
Demoted. She's no longer the captain.
Okay. Anything else happened to her?
And she was also found in violation of the zero tolerance policy. So I don't know if she... It doesn't say here that she was suspended from school. It does say she's been suspended from playing on the volleyball team for 5 games. So I don't know how many volleyball games they have in a year, but that may be a significant chunk of the volleyball season.
Yeah, I'm going to guess it's a 50%.
Sounds like it might be right. I mean, presuming 1 game per week in a season will only last for so many weeks.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, they've taken away from her something that she really enjoys, which is being on the volleyball team, obviously. I mean, she's the captain of the team, so clearly she's into that.
Yeah, she's invested in it.
And now they're telling her that, well, shame on you. You were near a high school party. You were at a high school party where some people were arrested for having underage possession. And so, therefore, by guilty of proximity, by factor of proximity, you are guilty of the zero-tolerance policy.
It seems to me now that's exactly what it is, that it was the character nature of it. Maybe North Andover, the North Andover area, is conservative or they don't like drinks. And so just the fact that she was there, or she's friends with somebody who was drunk, that's enough. There's probably things we don't know about. Maybe she drinks anyway. Or maybe this will teach her a lesson. Maybe she will learn from this kind of punishment that you need to pick your friends carefully. And I think that's arguably a fine way to raise a person. What it comes down to is the monopoly that that the government has on educating our youth.
We'll come back with more here. And, of course, zero tolerance policies. Normally when we talk about zero tolerance policies, it's under the weapons category. This is kind of a new area, the idea that you can't even be around people who are consuming alcohol. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network. Two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event. Absolutely free. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Johnny Ray.
don't know what that audio was, but it's
my musical accompaniment.
Podcastawards.com. The nomination period is open through the end of the evening tonight. 11:59 p.m. is the closing time. It is not made clear if that's Pacific time or when. So if you want to nominate Free Talk Live, we would appreciate it for the political category, even though I tend to despise politics. It's probably the best category for the show. You can nominate us over at podcastawards.com. So please nominate us in the political category, and then the voting will open at some point. We'll let you know when the voting happens. I think it'll be fairly soon after the nominations, and there'll be a certain window of time in which you'll be able to vote. So we'll keep you informed about that. We have won this award in the past several times. We haven't really pushed for it up until this year, so we're back at it, and we'd appreciate your assistance. So once again, go to podcastawards.com to nominate Free Talk Live for the political category.
Is Podcast Awards a big player in the podcast rating world?
I don't know if there is a rating world for podcasts.
Oh, there must be. Podcasts are so popular. I'm sure Podcast Awards has got a lot of imitators or competitors.
Oh, as far as other awards go? I don't know. I've never heard of anything else.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Actually, Podcast Awards is on their ninth year, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's a long time, yeah.
Yeah, so, again, podcastawards.com. Thank you in advance if you nominate Free Talk Live. We do appreciate that. So, Johnny Ray, we're talking about a school in North Andover. I believe that is Massachusetts because it's coming out of WBZ in Boston, where Bree Sisson is reporting on a young lady who apparently did the right thing. She showed up at a high school party to pick up a friend. Now, maybe that's just a story. Maybe she actually went to the party for the purposes of partying with her friends, and she was just arriving late because they say in the story she got off of work and then went to go pick up her ostensibly drunk friend who texted her or called to ask to be picked up because she was too drunk to drive. And by the way, usually if you're under the age of 21, being too drunk to drive is like 0.01 or something ridiculous like that. So you generally, it's a terrible idea to have any alcohol in your system at all as a young person driving on the roads.
Yep.
So she went to try to help her friend out, and even though she did get caught up in the police bust of the party, they ended up discovering that she did not have possession of any alcohol, so they had to let her go. But when the school caught wind of her being there, and I'm not sure how that happened exactly. I don't know if the police department gives them a rundown of all the names of who was there. Because, again, she wasn't charged with anything. So somehow the school found out she was there, and they went ahead and demoted her from the school's volleyball team under a zero-tolerance policy for alcohol and drug use. And I just think it's really sad. I mean, presuming that she... whether she went there or not to drink and party with her friends, she didn't hurt anybody. Who cares if she was there to have a few beers? How can people be so hypocritical? How could anyone listening to this story say to themselves, yeah, those police, we'll show them, kids. We need to teach them a lesson. Put them in a jail cell for a while. That'll cool them off. We need to stop teenagers from drinking. I mean, who thinks that? Who thinks that and actually didn't have a drink when they were a teenager?
Well, from where I'm from, I think there's plenty of people, A, who think that, and B, who never had a drink when they were a teenager.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are these people?
Baptists.
Bible thumpers?
Yes, Baptists. I am not very well versed in the rules of the different denominations of Christianity, but I don't think Baptists are allowed to drink.
At all?
Right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And plenty
Mormons,
of them
right?
don't.
Mormons don't drink either.
Mormons, no, they don't drink. They don't use drugs of any kind,
mm-hmm.
You know, whatever that means exactly. So, yeah, I forgot what I was saying.
No worries. You are welcome to add to the conversation here. 855-450-FREE. It comes back to the zero tolerance idea.
Right. I remember. Pardon me. And it's just what I was saying before, Ian. I think getting tough and having rules is fine.
Is it?
Of course it is. You know,
why?
It's good to have rules and maybe not get tough. I don't know if you necessarily believe that.
I mean, I'm fine with rules on private property, but, you know, if some young people want to have a few beers on their own property, who cares?
Because it's dangerous.
No, it's not.
Yeah, drinking is dangerous all by itself.
Alcohol is a very dangerous drug, but having a couple of drinks is by no means a dangerous thing to do.
Usually, it's the things you do that kill you. Be it dying in a car crash or letting somebody hang you out by your ankles off the third floor of somebody's house.
Bad idea. No doubt about it.
But alcohol by itself can kill you, I'm sure, if you drink two or three bottles of vodka.
I'm not talking... When I say two drinks, I don't mean two bottles of vodka.
I mean,
two beers or two mixed drinks or something like that. Or not a heavily mixed drink. But, I mean, generally, let's see, it was Julia who was on the show for a while, and she used to have the saying, too or too much. I think that's a good rule to live by.
Good rule of thumb.
Yeah, and if you have your own personal rules and you have, responsibility around drinking, then drinking isn't really a problem. It's the irresponsibility of, alcohol consumption that happens. And no doubt, high schoolers are notorious for irresponsible drinking. I mean, I'll give you that much, but that's also because they have to hide out when they do it because of things like the police and intolerant parents who don't understand and aren't cool with the idea of their young people acclimating themselves to the process of drinking. I mean, had I had parents that actually taught me how to drink, I probably never would have gotten S-face drunk and ended up in police custody when I was 17.
Sure. I have a tip for any drinkers, and it is simply to drink a non-alcoholic drink in between every alcoholic one.
If
you're young and you're at a party, however old you are, I know when I was there, I wanted to look cool, and mostly I wanted to look cool to the girls that were there. Now, when you get really drunk, when you get too drunk,
not so cool,
you do look like a fool.
Oh, yeah.
And you can build some strong memories and some bonds with your bros. And there's a place for that in this world, but if you stay more sober, then you're gonna carry yourself better, and the ladies I think are gonna like you a little more than if you're rebel yelling out in the backyard.
No doubt about that, and I think these are all this is all good advice. And as you say, no matter what the age of the reveler might happen to be, using some level of discretion is certainly an important thing.
You drink a glass of water between every cocktail, and you're also gonna stay. You're not gonna dehydrate as much.
So true. And, whether it's between everyone or even after, if you have a couple drinks, then just start drinking water from that point on, you'll still be all right. So I just think it's sad. This happens every weekend all across the country. High school and college parties are broken up. I have been out on Saturday, on Friday nights here in Keene doing some cop blocking. And it's like the cop's hobby is to chase down and harass college students. In a lot of cases, all they're doing is walking from one party in one house to another party, the next street over.
Well, soft targets are definitely preferable to hard targets.
Yeah, and that's just it. The kids, these young people do not know their rights, which is one of the reasons why CopBlock is doing such great work. CopBlock.org, of course, we talked with Pete from CopBlock last night, to inform people of their rights, because it just takes a little bit of knowledge and a little bit of willingness to stand up for yourself, and the police will not know what to do. They will back down. In a lot of those instances. There's more coming up. Share your thoughts.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100-by-100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70-by-100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, You the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The Zero Tolerance Madness continues. We'll give you another story. This one is, it went all the way to the Supreme Court about searches of students at government school. 855-453, again, toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And maybe you've been thinking about getting some bitcoins. Well, do I have a solution for you? Because it's easy now, again, to get bitcoins, thanks to cashintocoins.com. It makes it real easy. You go to cashintocoins.com, select the bank that you'd like to go and deposit cash. Wells Fargo, Bank of America, or any credit union with shared banking. That pretty much means you probably have one of these locations in your town. You go to this location with this deposit information that you get from cashintocoins.com, deposit the amount, you write down that unique ID on the deposit receipt, you take a picture of it, send it off to cashintocoins.com, and then within minutes, sometimes as much as an hour, you're going to get bitcoins in your Bitcoin wallet.
A lot of people saying now is the time. Yes, now is the time to buy. I don't look at the, over at Reddit, they've got a lot of Bitcoin talkers over there at Reddit, mm-hmm. and they've got a subreddit about the Bitcoin marketplace and about the price specifically, which I never read, so I can't be too expound too much on this point, but it's I think it's a little over 150 right now, which had been a ceiling
for a long time, and may, you know, of course it may come back, but I think it has something to do with the whole Silk Road episode and Bitcoin demonstrating its resilience against
no
the state.
The Silk Road, of course, taken down about 2 weeks ago now, and rumor has it the Silk Road will be coming back in version 2.0. It has yet to relaunch, but a new forum has launched. But I think you're right, Johnny Ray. A lot of people thought that the Silk Road was being pegged up, or excuse me, the price of Bitcoin was being pegged up by the existence of the black market known as the Silk Road. And when it did go out of business, thanks to the feds and their horrible aggressive actions, but when it did go out of business, it was a slight drop and almost an immediate recovery.
Uh-huh.
So it was pretty neat. Go to cashintocoins.com. And by the way, they've lowered their already low rate recently. You can even donate some of your fee to charity. And as always, orders under $40 have no fee. So you can go to cashintocoins.com, turn your cash into Bitcoin.
That's great.
Pretty cool stuff. So 855, 450 free. We started out the show with a story about a young lady. It actually came right off the front page of freetalklive.com. So thanks to Marucci for submitting it to the site. And then, of course, your votes. You voted up or down, however you like. But according to WBZ, the police have harassed a young lady, and then she lost privileges at school because she was at a high school party. Not because she was drinking at the party. There was no evidence of that happening. She was not drunk. She did not possess alcohol when the police showed up. In fact, she says she was called there to help rescue a friend who was too drunk to drive. And yet she is being punished. And this shows the insanity of zero tolerance. And zero tolerance is all over government schools. It's a weapons policy. It's a drugs policy. You can't even have an aspirin as a high schooler, a middle schooler, or elementary schooler. If mom sends you to school with some sort of medicine and you haven't cleared it with the school first, well, there's a violation right there because the school has to know about absolutely everything that you do. It's really a lot like prison and a lot like jail in a number of ways, including lockdowns. You know, when you're in jail, I don't know if you've ever had this experience, Johnny Ray.
I've never been in lockdown.
So when you're in jail, at least when I was in jail, frequently the guards will call out, "Lockdown!" And everybody has to go into their respective cell. So if you're out in the population area, you have a very short window of time in which to, you know, get up from your card game or the TV or get off the phone or whatever it would have been that you were doing, reading a book. You stop doing what you were doing and you get up and you go into the cell. If not, you're going to get lugged and taken to segregation. So lockdowns happen on a fairly regular basis. Like, for instance, if there's a fight, whether it's in your cell block or it's in a different cell block, there's a fight, all of the agents in the jail have to run
right to
that location. So they lock down everybody else in the whole jail, and then that way more of the agents from the cell blocks can run to wherever the fight is going on. So lockdowns are fairly common. And apparently they're fairly common at government schools as well. The story is from the Rutherford Institute. Rutherford.org is their site. It was published about a week ago, and it's regarding a Supreme Court case that has actually been denied, meaning the Supreme Court is refusing to hear the Rutherford Institute's petition for a writ of certiorari in the case Burleson versus Springfield Public Schools, a case brought by the attorneys for the Rutherford Institute on behalf of a student at a Missouri school who was subjected to a random lockdown and mass search by police, warning against the long-term ramifications of treating young people as if they have no rights. The Rutherford Institute had asked the U.S. Supreme Court to declare the use of random lockdowns, mass searches, and drug-sniffing dogs in the public schools to be unconstitutional in violation of the Fourth Amendment's prohibition on unreasonable seizures. And good on the Rutherford Institute for trying to do this.
Sure.
I mean, it was a noble effort, and if I recall correctly, we covered this story when it happened, and it was absolutely horrifying. We'll tell you more about it here. In appealing the case to the high court, Rutherford Institute attorneys challenged the Missouri school district's policy of imposing a lockdown of the school for the purpose of allowing the local sheriff's department, aided by drug-sniffing dogs, to perform mass inspections of students' belongings. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit found the lockdown policy was a reasonable procedure to maintain the safety and security of students at the school. However, the Rutherford Institute attorneys disagreed, insisting that the government officials should be required to show particularized suspicion for instituting such aggressive searches and to operate within the parameters of the Fourth Amendment. By refusing to hear the case, the U.S. Supreme Court has once again proven itself one of the most egregious defenders of the emerging American police state. That according to John Whitehead, who is the president of the Rutherford Institute. He continued and said that while this is a disappointing turn of events, it only strengthens our resolve to keep pushing back against a government which increasingly sees its citizens, especially the youth, as suspects requiring surveillance and control rather than a free people whose rights should not be subject to the whims of police officials. On April 22nd, 2010, that's when it went down, the principal of Central High School announced over the public address system that the school was going into lockdown and that the students were prohibited from leaving their classrooms. School officials and agents of the Greene County Sheriff's Department thereafter ordered students in random classrooms to leave all personal belongings behind and exit the classrooms. Dogs were also brought in to assist in the raid. Upon re-entering the classrooms, students allegedly discovered their belongings had been rummaged through. Melanie and Doug Burleson, who had two children attending the school, complained to school officials that the lockdown and search were a violation of their children's rights. School officials allegedly responded by insisting that the search was a standard drill and policy of the school district, which would continue. The Rutherford Institute School sued the school district in September of 2010 on behalf of the Burlesons and their two children, asking the federal court to declare the practice of effecting a lockdown of the school and conducting random suspicionless searches violates the Fourth Amendment. And they have refused to hear the case, which means they are upholding the Court of Appeals judgment in this case, basically saying, oh, yeah, it's fine, no problem. You can search those kids anytime you want to, lock them down, search their bags, treat them like they're in a prison because that's what they need to be acclimated to.
And once again, the problem isn't this particular technique. I don't get too wrapped up in the nuts and bolts of all this stuff. The problem is that the parents and anybody living in that school district has to pay for this cooperation between the school officials and the sheriffs. Mm. They have to pay usually property taxes
or else
to keep that going,
or else they'll have their homes stolen from them.
Right. So the only real way to get the best behavior and the best efficiency and the best results out of any enterprise is the cutting blade of competition.
We can come back and talk more about the monopoly school system here in a moment and how it is they're treating your children. If you're sending your kids to government school, that they're probably dealing with this too. Maybe you just don't hear about it. Maybe it's so routine that it's just regular and it's not really considered even noteworthy by these kids. What's your experience? 855-453.
We all know how useful bitcoins are, but how can you cash out bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking up the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free. Maybe you want to tell us about a lockdown that happened at your school, whether you are currently in government school or something that happened in the past. I wonder when it was that these things got started, because I kind of vaguely recall some sort of police dog sniffing around the school that I went to way back in the late 1990s.
Uh-huh.
You recall anything like that happening, Johnny Ray?
I want to say that I do, but I don't.
Like I say, it's a vague recollection.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's been a long time.
And I always felt like my locker was subject. In fact, I knew it was always subject to the administrators or anybody.
No, they
going
definitely made
it.
That pretty clear that that they would search you if they darn well pleased, as far as your locker was concerned. But I could swear I remember an instance of a police dog being brought to school and seeing it walk down the hallways and sniffing out people's bags and things like that.
Uh huh.
I don't know if they ever brought it into people's classrooms. I don't know if they ruffled through people's bags. So I'm not sure to the extent of which those things happened, but they are getting worse. I mean, that much is true. They have been appearing more and more often in the news over the years, and we've heard about them on the show a number of times. If you want to share your thoughts, maybe you think it's a good idea. Maybe you think that the young people in America should constantly be subjected to police searches. I mean, heck, let's expand it out. If this is what you support, if you support the police searches of people at government school, then you should support them anywhere, right? I mean, if they're at the school, they're, you know, we want to make sure the ideas are keeping the kids safe, right? That's the excuse, is that we're going to keep them safe for drugs. Well, why not just make it so you can just search anybody anytime you want to? Oh, wait, they're already doing that. It's called Stop and Frisk in New York City and Philadelphia. So, yeah, that's already been happening. Probably it's just because it hasn't come to your area yet doesn't mean it won't.
Yeah, and it's only going to get worse as long as there's no incentive. You know, we were talking about monopolies before.
Right.
The governments, some kind of government, some kind of municipality has got overwhelming control of the education of children all the way up from 18 and beyond. The internet is changing that, thankfully, but taxpayer dollars are controlling it. And so the safety of the students is always going to be if not the primary goal of the people running the schools, then right up there. I mean, you have to have a policy on everything, so it's always going to tend towards just please God, don't let anything bad happen. So they'll have dogs going through looking for drugs, looking for guns. Mm. And until you have some real competition, until people aren't forced to pay to prop up these monoliths, and some real competition can come up.
That's a beautiful dream, Johnny Ray. Let's talk more about that competition here in a moment. Here's a tip for you if you happen to be attending a school, or maybe you work in a workplace where there's one of those internet blocks, you know, where you try to go to a fun website and it's not allowed. Or you try searching for some sort of term and that's been blocked. You know, like if you're at school, you can't do a research paper on breast cancer because you can't search for the word breast. That kind of thing. You know, if you want to be able to search uninhibited, if you want to be able to surf uninhibited, then ProXPN may be your solution. It's just one of the many things that ProXPN allows you to do. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get signed up for the free account. Over 2 million people, I believe, per day use the free accounts at ProXPN. And that's because you can do almost anything with the free account. There's a limitation on the bandwidth. There's a limitation on using torrents. But when you open up to the premium account, which is very affordable, I'll tell you about that in a moment. Open up to the premium account, you go to unlimited bandwidth, and there's no limits on what you can do with the connection. What ProXPN does is it encrypts everything that comes from and goes into your computer, meaning that somebody who wants to sniff out your packets on a Wi-Fi connection, maybe your internet service provider, or in this case, a school IT department, will have no idea what it is that you're accessing through their internet connection. And so you're protected. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go get signed up for the free account. When you're ready to jump up to the premium account, just use code FTL20 to get 20% off for the lifetime of the account. If you buy the year-long package, that breaks it down to about $5 a month. So again, FTL20 is the code to save you 20% for the lifetime of the account. And that one account that you buy is good for all of your devices. So your cell phone, laptop, desktop, you can use the same account on all of those devices, which really is an amazing deal. So again, proxpn.com/FTL, and that will probably help you get around those blocks at your school or workplace. All right, so 855, 453, the folks over at the Rutherford Institute tried to bring a case to the Supreme Court, asking the Supreme Court to do the right thing and uphold the Fourth Amendment and make a ruling to counteract a previous court's ruling that basically said, yeah, you cops, you can lock down the schools anytime you want. Go ahead, search all the kids. It doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want to these young people. And the Supreme Court basically backed up that the other court by refusing to hear this case. So essentially the Supreme Court has ruled that they support the police state, and it's not the only time they've supported the police state. And what can you do about it, though, as a parent, Johnny Ray? I mean, you talked about how parents are forced to pay for these government schools. They're forced to pay for the police that search the students at the government school. And so if you have a moral objection, as I do, to treating people like this, your options are fairly limited. I guess option number one would be to get your kids out of the government school. I mean, that seems to be the best choice for a parent. If you can somehow figure out, maybe it's unschooling, homeschooling, or a private school, there are other options besides going to government school. Figure it out, because I wouldn't want my son or daughter subjected to this kind of treatment. This is like you're being, you know, you're in prison. You're being shaken down. How far are they away before it strip searches? You think I'm joking? Is that, you know, hyperbole on my part to suggest that they could be strip searching? Well, didn't they strip a 10-year-old boy, I believe, for stealing a $20 bill? Or at least they thought he stole a $20 bill at one school. Turns out he didn't.
Yeah, the principal or guidance counselor pulled his shorts right out and peeked inside to look for the money.
Ran her hands through the elastic band on the shorts. And he had to strip down to the rest of his body was naked. So it already happens. What makes you think it won't happen at your school? What makes you think that it won't happen to your son or daughter? 855-450-FREE is the number here. Especially call us if you support this kind of stuff. I mean, there must be people out there that cheer the police on when they do these kinds of things.
Because where's the outrage? Why aren't people really upset about this?
That's the heart of it. And when I look at the world and I look at America, I see the majority of people are fine with government control of education because it's so important to them. Which is the craziest thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's so backwards. If it's important, then the government shouldn't touch it.
Yeah, they just, it's a real simple equation where when you harness power from greater and greater numbers of people and you're able to focus that in one place, then naturally the more dollars going to it is going to create better things, better, shinier things that work better and last longer or whatever. But that's, in fact, not the way the world works. The way that your school is going to get better is when they're peeking over their shoulder and somebody else is taking their customers.
Well, right. And so parents should be able to take their young, you know, their offspring and put them in places that they think is best. Now, you do have the ability in most places to withdraw a student from the government school system. They don't make it easy, from what I understand, in a lot of places, but it's still possible. However, you then have to have some sort of other option on your plate. Obviously, unschooling and homeschooling are very affordable methods of doing it. A private school may not be as affordable. People tend to only think of private schools as their only other option, so hopefully they'll expand their options and what they consider to include homeschooling and unschooling. And unschooling, of course, is where the child or the teenager directs their own learning, where they decide what they think they should learn.
Now, Ian, do you know, are there a lot of places in the U.S. where a homeschooler can get some kind of tax credit for that?
I don't know, because I don't, you know, I'm not a parent, so I don't really look and research that information. But I think that the Free State Project could be another solution here, Johnny Ray, because I don't think it's enough for parents to just simply pull their kids from the government school, because that doesn't solve the problem for the other parents. You know, for the other parents who may not be aware of what freedom could mean for the school system, for other parents who may wish to pull their kids from the government school but they don't believe they can, it can seem like an overwhelming task, the idea of, oh my gosh, well, what do I do about, you know, getting my child educated? I have to figure all this out and, you know, look at all these different options, and the private schools seem so expensive in certain cases. And, you know, for somebody who's not making a lot of money, it may feel like there are no options. Again, I think unschooling and homeschooling are very, very affordable, and most people don't really think too hard about those. But I think that all people should not be subject to monopolies, not just the people who are kind of in the liberty community and aware of these things. I think it's a real human tragedy to force kids into these government monopoly schools.
It certainly is.
So we can change that by, like, joining the Free State Project if you love liberty and coming together with other people who think like you all in the same place to make a difference. Hour number two is next. You take control.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Musicians, what if you could get below cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon, Guitar Center's biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year, ends Tuesday.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.